Hi, this is Bob. This time I'll be talking about units of measurement. Man has found the need to measure all sorts of things. An early example is the measurement of the size of a horse, which used to be measured in the amount of widths of the human hand that would add up to the height from the ground to the horse's withers, which is a horse people word for the highest point on the horse's shoulders. There was a problem with this measurement because the width of hands varies from person to person. Nonetheless, the unit of horse size was the hand. There are lots of examples of old ways of measuring things using references that were not very reproducible. To do good science, more reliable ways to measure were needed and had to be developed. Length, weight, time, electric current, and the amount of substance, grams, and light intensity are seven fundamental things to measure in science. Science requires that the results are open for review of others and depends on exact communication of new findings. So everyone needs to be able to understand the measurements and repeat their own measurements and those of others. To make this possible, some kind of standard measurement system needs to be used by everyone so we're all on the same page. The core of this standardization of measurements involves the use of a commonly agreed upon unit of measurement based on some kind of unchanging standard. For example, the kilogram is a basic unit used to measure weight in science, and for a long time it was based on a highly polished cylinder made of chemically stable metal, which was stored in a safe location under well-controlled conditions. The accuracy requirement of modern science has caused a change in the standard for the kilogram, and it's now based on a very exact electromagnetic force measured by something called a kibble balance, no relation to the dog food. The balance is a kind of fancy teeter-totter, where if there's exactly a kilogram on one side, the exact electromagnetic force is needed to keep it balanced. It's a very complex measurement device, but it's much more accurate than using the mass of the metal cylinder. Besides the problem of stable and not stable enough standards, there's another problem that exists because there was and there is to this day more than one system used around the world. In times past, many, many units have been used, many of which relate to commonly available objects or body parts. For instance, one unit of measure called the cubit, you know, Noah's Ark 40 cubits, was often defined as the distance from a person's elbow to the tip of their middle finger. It was thought to be equal to 6 palms. Yep, the palm of your hand. These measurements vary quite a bit, so I imagine there were a lot of arguments that would ensue when an exact measurement was needed. As you might guess, the measurement called 1 foot originally was based on the human foot. Since about 1890, the foot has been standardized using the standard meter as a reference, which historically was based on the length of a carefully protected and temperature-controlled metal rod that did not expand much with temperature. But now, for better science, it's defined based on the constant speed of light. As science and technology push all the measurement boundaries, more and more accurate standards have been and will continue to be developed. These days, worldwide, a system called the Standard System for Weights and Measures is used. But the English and the we Americans are stubbornly hanging on to the Imperial and American system. The Imperial and American system uses things like the foot, the pound, and the gallon. In the standard or metric system, the corresponding standards would be the meter, the kilogram, and the liter. The standard system is based on a systematic relationship where smaller units are related to larger units by powers of 10, such as a gram is equal to 10 decigrams, 100 centigrams, or 1,000 milligrams, and a meter is 1,000 milliliters, and a kilogram is equal to 1,000 grams, and so on. Because science relies heavily on mathematics, this system is better suited than the imperial system, where far less uniform relationships between units exists, like 1 foot is 12 inches and 1 yard is 3 feet. So be prepared to use the metric system a lot. Also, you'll be working with chemistry-specific units called moles, which relates the mass of atoms and molecules to how many grams of these particles get used in the laboratory. More about that in another segment, another time. I think that I'll leave this segment as the introduction and come back with another one with more complete details and examples. I hope that you came away with the idea that setting up standards for everyone to use in making measurements has not been simple, and the process is probably not done since science needs more and more accuracy and precision. Some of the standards are going to need to be changed again. Here's a few recordings that I call bits of science relating to some of the units that you can access by going to the KTWH radio website and clicking on Bits of Science at the top header of the home page. Then search for a section that says School Topics. You should be able to find and play one called End of Lagrange K, which is about the need for better definitions of the kilogram. Another is about something called the leap second, and talks about two systems to measure time and what happens when they don't exactly agree. The third one, called Oops My Bad, is about some big deal science problems caused by simple mistakes in measurement. This one came from an idea Mr. Ravala told me about recently. Bye for now. I'll be back. Exist. Exist.